Okay. Well, I need a refresher on the difference between will and willpower and the development of will. I just would like a refresher on that.
As a matter of fact, in our Laws of Living study group, we had that conversation just on Wednesday night. So it's a perfect conversation to bring up. And so in our Laws of Living class, we talk about the five smooth stones of David. And one of those five smooth stones, if you remember, that was how David brought down Goliath. And Goliath, you know, this 9-foot giant warrior with his swords and shields and helmet, and, you know, he's invincible, or so it seems. Much like many people say to themselves, well, I'm going to defeat this part of my mind, I'm going to change this, and yet it seems invincible and it just carries on. Because without the tools to dissolve or take Goliath apart, Goliath doesn't give up easily. He's a pretty tough guy. And that's just another term. Goliath is just another term for the non-being mind or the ego. And one of the five smooth stones of David is that of will. And, you know, each of the five smooth stones, the non-being mind or Goliath, the ego, whatever term you want to use, has a cheap copy that looks similar, and it can be kind of difficult to delineate between them. So will and each of the spiritual faculties comes into our field carrying gentleness, and it rides on love. So that would be the first thing, I think, to be aware of. And in the case of will in particular, the non-being mind's cheap copy of will is willpower, and that comes in with force and as a bully. We're going to get this done. Doesn't matter what I do, I'm going to plow through this. Boy, I'm going to... That's willpower. It's a bully. There is no bullying in will. Will simply is a gentle spiritual faculty with which I manage my mind through the management of my goals. You know, the mind is managed through indirection. You know, I've got a thermostat over here on the air conditioner. And, of course, we now have technology where I could do this, but there was a time where I couldn't even imagine saying, furnace, get colder, give me more, or air conditioner, give me more cold air. You know, it doesn't happen. I can't control it directly. Now, they haven't invented the technology where I can't do that, but let's go back to a time when that technology wasn't in place. How did I get the air conditioner to give me more cold air? It was through indirection. I had to go over and adjust the thermostat. So the air conditioner heating system is run by the thermostat. I can't go directly to it and tell it to do something. I have to use the mechanism that controls it. Well, goals are the mechanism through which the mind is controlled. And there are basically five things that this can be done through this spiritual faculty of will if I practice and use these five things. And the first one is that I can frame a goal for myself. And framing goal means that I get really clear on the what, where, why, when, and how of it, and I frame it out so that I've got a clear picture of what it is that I want to achieve. If I don't give my mind a clear picture of what it is to be achieving, it's not going to know what to do, and it's going to run off in any direction with information that happens to be resonated by the unclarity that I have. So when I get clear on that, I can frame a goal, and then I can determine the setting of that goal. And we distinguish between, you know about the mind goal management sheet, we distinguish between framing a goal and setting a goal, because it's when I am committed to producing a result that the framed goal, which comes from intentions, is actually grounded into my mind and now becomes the driver that causes my mind to output information that will tend to take me toward achieving the result. So when I've clearly frame the goal and then I'd set it. That's the second thing I can do with will. Then the setting of that goal is going to cause my mind to go into activity. The functioning purpose of the mind is to go through all of the data and all the information that it's got and give me information on how to complete that goal. So that's the second thing that will can do. Now, I can, you know, and the Mind Goal Management Sheet, and anybody who's listening, if you want to get a copy of the Mind Goal Management Sheet and take a look at it, you can go to our website, whyagain.org, and up at the very top in the corner, there's a link that says Start Here. Click the Start Here button, and then you'll see a link to worksheets. And if you do that and put in a search, you know, just search on the page, take it to the Mind Goal Management, and you'll be looking at that sheet. So once I've set a goal, I go about my day. And, you know, this man Yeshua 2,000 years ago, when you listen to his words as the Greek translated them, you would never know in a million years that he was talking about managing your mind, and it was about goals. But he says, sufficient for the day are the evils thereof. It's like, what the heck does that mean? When you get to the Aramaic, he doesn't say anything about sufficient for the day are the evils thereof, as the Greeks would tell us he said. He's saying, in essence, sufficient for the day. Only frame and set goals that you can achieve in the next waking period. Because when you set a goal, you use resources in your mind. And if you have, you know, the next 10 years sitting in front of you, you know, you go to the, I've been to them, you know, these goal setting workshops and, or these, you know, productivity workshops. And you come out of there and you got your daily goal and your weekly goal and your monthly goal and your annual goal and your 5-year goal and your 2-year goal and your 10-year goal and your lifetime goal. And you're so loaded with stress. The mind starts to go into procrastination and stops functioning. Yeshua says, just frame and set the goals that you know you can reasonably achieve today. You can always add another one if you need it, if you get done more quickly, which when you follow that directive, you will get done more quickly because more resources will be available to you to do what it is you need to do. So that's two of the five things that will can do. The third one is that I can, at any time I want, select a goal for immediate attention. And, right. You know, I may think, well, I'm going to do this morning, but then I another piece of information comes in and that's not going to get done. So I set that goal aside. I may cancel it because I'm not going to do it today. So I'm going to throw it out altogether so that stress isn't in my mind and I can select a different goal for immediate attention. And if you watch people who are drug addicts, especially pot addicts, this is a place where they have trouble. Because the fourth thing that will can do is it can maintain a goal. And there's a thing called the reticular activating system. And when the brain has been damaged by pot, it doesn't do very good at remembering what was going on. In fact, you're sitting with someone who's talking about something really important in the middle of their, you know, pot trip, and they'll say, oh, what was that I was talking about? They can't even maintain that goal because of the weakness induced by brain damage, literally from pot. And then,
Michael, I am so lucky. I'm sorry. I'm so lucky that I wasn't a drug user because I have a hard time maintaining a goal just because I get distracted by what I see in front of me. And it would be really much more difficult if my brain had been altered by drugs.
So, I hear you on that one. I feel very fortunate to be in the same boat with you there.
Okay, so maintaining.
The fifth aspect, maintaining, selecting for immediate attention. Then the fifth thing that the faculty of will is, as we've been talking about, of course, I can do this any time of the day, but on the Mind Goal Management Sheet, one of the things we have people do last thing at night, one of the last acts they do, is go through and cancel every goal in their minds. So will can cancel goals, and by doing these five things, it literally is mind management. And it takes doing all five things to develop will in an equal way. You know, if you imagine someone who goes into the gym and what they're going to do is they're going to do curls to build their biceps. And, you know, here's this person that spent years in the gym, and every time they go, the only thing they ever do is build their biceps. And here are these biceps, you know, dragging around this scrawny little muscle-free body because nothing else has been developed. It takes the development of all of the practice of all of those aspects of will to strengthen will. And so as one does that, that smooth stone becomes one that's available continuously and easily, and if willpower comes in, if the bully comes in, that's the point where will can stop and say, excuse me, I've chosen to do something other than function through this hostility that you're throwing around. So let me take a look at the goal that's been activated in my mind that has my mouth ready to shoot hostility at myself or someone else. And what's one of the things I can do with goals? Oh, now that I'm aware of the goal that's driving that behavior, I can cancel that goal. And what happens is my bully mind collapses when I do that. And when it collapses in on itself, and it gives me access to why there's that underlying bully energy, and I get to remove it, and that's called forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, that would be the difference between will and willpower and understanding each of them.
Mm-hmm. That was wonderful. Succinct and clear, and thank you so much. Perfect.